We're like a period, man. We're like periods and
all
shit,
right.
You know what I mean?
Welcome to another episode of Guys Toilet Seat Gap Cock PP Toilet Bowl. The show where we do extra stuff. It's an extra episode. Hello. I'm a little.
What's today's episode about, Chief?
I figured we were gonna. We had this conversation earlier, but like it came up during the show, and we were like, we should just do the extra about this. Velma, because that's something I don't think we've talked on. We haven't actually touched on it really at all. Obviously, it was a much bigger situation or a much more relevant topic the week that we didn't post because I was getting my brain hemorrhaged. But dude, I feel so disgusting. I feel like I don't understand how people eat this much and feel like normal. I just inhaled a whole burrito, like a whole Chipotle burrito in like 5-10 minutes, and it feels awful. I'm not it's the worst part of this.
I hope you end up on one of those fat ass TLC shows.
Can you imagine I get fat? Like... imagine I can't even
that'd be hilarious.
My dad is not even remotely fat. My mom is not even remotely. I don't think there's a I don't think there's a close member of our family who is even remotely overweight. So that would be staggering and sad.
If you were fat, that'd be hilarious.
It would be funny.
You'd be short and fat.
Yeah.
That would just be a bad combination.
Fat Ray Gun? I like that. It rolls off the tongue.
Fat Ray Gun?
I'm fat Ray Guy.
Would you?
A fat Ray Guy.
Would you fight Ethan Ralph if it meant you had to adopt his proportions?
His proportions?
Oh!
No.
Oh,
no.
God. He's got, dude, no, I don't understand. Did I show you guys his quad tits?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was possible.
Look, I'm out of shape, and I'm a chunky dude. I'm a portly man, but I have muscle mass. He's just large.
He's large. He's got four tits, which I've never seen that before. I've seen people have like rolls and shit, but there's literally there's tits on top of his tits. You know, they're on top of them.
You know that that CGI render of the guy who's like, this is a human being if they were evolved to survive a car crash.
Yeah.
It reminds me of something like that where it's like you got four tits. That's like a next level evolution. That's like
that's
the next step.
That's like the
he's gonna hatch.
That's like the bad next step, you know, because like mutations are just, you know, random.
Yeah,
kind of.
Right.
Like I don't have wisdom teeth. Ethan Ralph has four tits.
Same.
Do you not have wisdom teeth? Really?
That's true.
Born without them.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
So you guys just don't have to fuck with dental work when it comes to that shit, huh?
Well, not with that, I guess. No, we don't have to get wisdom teeth.
Yeah, when it comes to that.
Yeah. No.
Never got them.
That's weird that it's us, though.
Yeah, it ain't me. I already had one pulled.
What if it's something
in the
water? I think
it's a Taino thing, probably.
What if it's something in the New York water? Just mutates.
I think it's a Taino thing, actually.
Could be that you guys aren't drinking. Does Paul have wisdom teeth? You guys aren't drinking sewage water. Maybe was that it?
I don't know.
Did you guys tap water taste like fucking pennies and blood?
No, it actually tastes good.
Yeah,
it's actually pretty
delicious, to be honest.
So maybe.
But the thing about New York water is that if they didn't have a good filtration system in New York for the water, it would kill you.
Yeah, you would die.
I saw people die.
Did you see that hot chick?
No, what were you going to say? The hot chick?
I was going to say, did you see that hot chick that was swimming by the Statue of Liberty, and everyone was like, kind of like, yo, that water is fucking disgusting. Yeah, what are you doing?
Do not swim in the East River. That is fucking psychosis.
That's crazy. That's swimming. That the East River is the worst part to the Hudson, dog. Don't go in that, dog. Don't you dare. No amount of money I'd go in East River because I'd come out looking like fucking Mordecai from the regular show, dog. I don't need that shit.
There's probably still ash from 2001 chilling in that water. Leave it alone.
Still creatures in there. There's probably creatures in the bottom of that water, dog.
Like actually the fucking swamp thing.
Like
real
like the fucking Loch Ness monsters just in the water near New York. That's why the Staten Island Ferry sinks so often. It's because the Loch Ness Monster or the Loch Ness Nigga, because it's probably a nigga in New York.
Does the Staten Island Ferry sink a lot?
It sank a few times. Not a lot.
I'll be real with you. I grew up there. I grew up in New York City. I spent a lot of time there. I spent a lot of time in Brooklyn and the Bronx and Yonkers and all that. I didn't know for sure where Staten Island was on a map until like maybe a year or two ago.
I know where Staten Island is now.
I never once thought about it because no one that I even knew or loved or liked or respected was there.
That's fair. That is actually fair.
It's wild far. It's like wickedly. Staten Island, New York, is further away from Manhattan than New Jersey is.
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like no way am I gonna know where that is. That's like some random fucking. That's like New York.
I mean, I've
Rhode
been
Island.
There several times. I've been to Staten Island more than once.
I'm sure. Why? I've been there maybe once.
I family there
when I was.
Oh yeah, family there.
Mm-hmm.
Do they grow up there? Do they talk like that and shit? Okay, I was about to say
no. That's oh gross. No, no, we're Caribbean, bro.
Yeah,
you would get beat up if you sounded like a fucking housewife. Oh fucking no, yeah. That's. I told you guys, I did not know that accent was real. That fucking gross New York accent, I did not think that was real. I thought that was how people thought New Yorkers sound. It's like everyone's like, hey, in Canada. And then like you go there and not many people say that. Some people say that, but like not many people say A all the time.
My mom has that accent still.
But yeah. Oi, you hear that all the time when you go to you actually people from UK actually say oi.
That's just great.
That's hilarious.
I like oi. It's like bruv, yo bruv. In reverse.
Oi, bruv. It is literally. Yeah.
I say oi unironically a lot, especially to say hey in text messages. I say oi. I don't know why.
I do that too.
But it has to be an exclamation point though.
Yeah.
Oi.
Oi.
I just say yo.
Oi, I usually say AO.
Oi, I'm arriving, mate. Oi, bruv.
I will write out. I will text. I will text to people. I will say AO. Just because I'm just. Ayo. I don't know why. Like I just understand that that's how I speak. So I might as well text the way I speak because it's me.
Oi,
no,
oi.
That's very true.
So like,
oi,
and I go through my text messages sometimes. I'm like, I sound insane, but. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Velma. Fucking...
Velma.
So, man, how do we want to... Because I saw, I think, 3 episodes of this show. I saw 3.
I saw 4. There may be 2 more available since then.
I don't know.
I know they were dropping them in 2s.
I saw one.
You saw the pilot?
Mm. Saw the pilot.
All right, the first one.
So yeah, you have a lot less context, but you can still get a vibe for the show in the first episode. You already know, like, okay, I think I know where this is going.
Yeah,
what didn't help my opinion about that show is like Mindy Sings admitting to like completely like breaking the law and like kissing an actor just randomly, and it's just like.
Oh yeah.
I just kissed him, and it's like,
and then jokingly being like, going to her producers and being like, if you tell anybody about this, you're fired. You know, I tweeted something about that.
I did not know about that.
Yeah. She told that story on Conan. She just told that story.
Like, come on.
Yeah. I told, and I said, I went to the producer and I said, if you tell anybody about this, you're fired. And I'm like, it is wild that you are this comfortable saying this. And I tweeted something about how I know a lot of people like look down on the whole reverse the roles argument, but like this is fucking wild. Like if fucking Robert Downey Jr. said this, like it would not be a story. Like it wouldn't be a story that he would feel comfortable telling. You guys wouldn't be laughing about it. I don't think it's
oh, just, not at all, not at all.
It's fucking not. It's
if RDJ
kind of wild.
Did that, if
and then
you
like know,
I didn't me. Know. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No. I don't want to derail your train.
No. Because I was going to say later. And it's funny because like while I was somebody sent me a link to Hassan reacting to the Creator Clash announcement. And they were like, and they were talking about, and he was like, people in his chat were like, Chris is like an ex like anti SJW or whatever, and they were talking about me in the thing, and he was like. Some people were like going to bat for me. They were like, "Oh no, you know he's pretty cool. Actually, he's always been chill, or like he's reformed." I hate that fucking shit because I still stand by fucking everything I fucking talked about. But
yeah.
But there was one specifically that said, "Yeah, he tried to pull some reverse the role shit recently," and I'm like, "Bro, it is not right wing to look at a scenario where a fucking person in power is threatening to relieve people of their jobs to cover up a potential sexual harassment. What the fuck is that? Is that right wing? That's crazy. That is insane. I don't know.
It is,
that,
bro.
That shit pissed
me off.
Because
like, the right defends everything people do. So it's like, yeah, it's technically a right wing thing now because they defend everything their people do.
You just have some of those assholes that just will not accept that. Because it's like, there's like, I was just watching this video about the body dysmorphia with men and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. It happened to be this trans man talking about this because they're a trainer and talking about their body dysmorphia and their gender dysphoria. It was an interesting video. And they were talking about, like, oh, a lot of people use, when they're saying, like, when they're trying to talk about men and their body dysmorphia, like, a lot of men use it as a way to silence women and not just bring up, like, no, like, don't forget about us. And Chris, what you're doing is you're saying, don't forget about this, and not like you're trying to be like, oh, because when you're bringing up the hypocrisy, it's more about like pointing out the obvious that, hey, look what's happening right now. This is bullshit. This is stupid. You know, and
it's
if just, the roles were reversed, you fucking
it's
know.
Just, look, if it,
things
if it's,
would be way different.
Look, if it's bad, it's bad. And if it's not bad, it's
look,
not.
Yeah, look,
and
look, let's be real.
Like, look,
if Donald,
like, let, what?
Let's be real. On the set of Atlanta, let's say Zazzy Beetz and Donald Glover have a scene, and Donald just randomly kisses Zazzy Beetz. If he went on stage and he said that, people would be jumping down his throat.
That's what I'm saying. That's what look.
People
it's like,
would be jumping down his throat.
I just want us to reach a consensus. Like, is this okay? Is it okay to do that and then joke about it? Because, like, fucking whatever.
No.
Because, honestly, whatever. If that's if that's what we decide, fucking fine. That's what it is. And if the opposite is true, if it's that's a bad thing and it's not acceptable, then we don't, then that's fine, too. Fucking let's do it. But I just don't like the fucking inconsistency of it. It bothers the hell out of me. Because it's like, what the fuck? What is this?
See, that's what I was trying to say. That person, whoever said that, knows that what she did is wrong. They know that. But they're putting on you, like, the only reason you're bringing this up is to shit on women.
Oh, shut up.
That's what, like, it's more like you're not trying to bring more, light to this conversation, but it's more of you're basically hating on, that's how they perceive it. And I'm like, that's bullshit. You can absolutely bring up this hypocrisy. There's nothing fucking wrong with pointing out this, like, this is silly. This should be bad no matter what, who does it. So why can't she even fucking do this? And we know why. That's where they get uncomfortable, because she's a woman, and all of a sudden, oh, now you're blaming women. And I'm like, I'm just pointing out the obvious.
Yeah,
fuck.
It's just they can get away with certain things very, very easily.
Yeah, I'm like, you're just pointing out the obvious.
The conversation for them is it's just gilded. It's gilded in a different way, so it's like it's not going to be.
It's
not straight up sexual assault for her to do that, you know, like in people's mind. It's like, oh, that's just a girl being quirky and giving a guy a kiss that didn't ask for it at all. And it's like, that's
I'll do that
in all scenarios, sketchy. Man, in all scenarios, like if a girl slaps me and I knock her out, there is a lot of dudes that would come and try to fight me.
Oh, dude, I've seen so many videos.
I put hands on this woman.
I've seen
then
so
you knock
many,
them out, too.
I've seen so many videos of like there's this video. This girl's like walking this kid up. It's like this girl who's like really aggro on this kid, this guy, and he's like, yo, fucking chill. And he's backing up, and she's like taking swipes, and he's just backing up, but he goes like, please, please, like, and no one's doing anything. No one's doing a fucking a damn thing. And he's like, it goes on for like a good minute where she's like walking him and he's backing up, and then she hits him in the head like real hard, and then he's like, all right. and immediately like five noodly virgins. What are you doing, man? What the fuck is this about? What the fuck do you think you're doing, bro?
They spawn, bro. They spawn. She freaking used her summon, her Final Fantasy summon. Summon cucks. And they just blow in beer.
Just general advice to anybody listening to this podcast. General advice. If you're like young, if you're in high school or whatever, or if you're just like coming into adulthood, don't hit anybody.
Don't
hit
anybody.
Because the second here's the thing. If you hit somebody and you are not prepared, you need to be prepared to get hit if you're going to hit somebody. Okay?
That is the biggest thing. Be prepared for someone to retaliate.
Yeah. If you get hit, there's no reason why you shouldn't hit back, right? Like, clearly.
The thing is this, right? People, this is the thing. We live in an age where actions have lost consequences. What happens is, lots of times, and though I do not always agree with this, if you say something or you do something, a lot of people are going to let it slide. But there are select people out there that are not going to let you just say or do whatever you want to them. So be prepared to, if you're going to say something crazy, you got to back up what you say.
Yeah.
Don't just go around saying wild shit.
But yeah, anyway, Velma, right? Anyway, Velma.
But at the same time, like Velma, they said it was going to be a good show. And they lied. So they lied to my face.
Let's do a run through of what we generally feel about it. Like just like really quick, like less than a sentence. I'll go first. I think it's one of the worst written shows I've ever fucking watched, sincerely.
Strong words. I'll explain why in the future,
but like yeah.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I made a video about it, and so the title was a paradoxical dumpster fire. And I had my reasons too, because it seems like a giant fucking dumpster fire.
It's a mess.
But also, there's some stuff in there. There are elements in there that appeal to me personally, which it just—I'll talk about it way more. Like when we actually go into it.
We'll get it.
I'm gonna be very real with you. I think the show is just not good.
it's just not good. I feel like that's almost worse than anything because it's like it's almost. It's bad, but it's so bad that you kind of, you know, and like you almost don't even care beyond discussing. Like you don't even want it's so meh. You're like whatever.
It's hard to even
almost. It's like I don't care.
It's hard to even talk about in a context like this because like I remember like I watched the first two episodes just to give it a fair shot because I was like, is it really that bad? It's like, is it really as bad as people said it was? Because it's like part of me doesn't really believe that anymore because people just like. Jump down the throats of everything or they praise the hell out of everything. So everything's either like amazing or just the worst thing you've ever seen. That's why at first I was like, oh, Puss in Boots can't be that good. And because like everybody exaggerates everything. And then I watched it. And I was like, oh, yeah, no, it's actually fucking great. But this is one of those other things where it's like everybody was like, this is the worst shit I've ever fucking seen. And I was like, it can't be, right? Like it's got to be just at the very least bland, boring, and forgettable. Like that's probably like the worst. And then I was watching it, and then it was just like – it's the first time I've ever noticed the script of a show. Like while it almost felt like those videos on TikTok or like YouTube shorts where it's like you see like a scene, and then underneath it there's like a scrolling page of the script that they use to film it, and you can kind of see like what the actors did or whatever. It felt like very, very written. In like an obvious way, almost felt like the show was like ranting at you the whole time, because like the show starts off where it's like, don't you hate it how like don't you guys find it weird how like, you know, a lot of new pilots for new shows will start off with gratuitous sex and nudity that doesn't really represent the rest of the series, and it's just a bunch of naked high schoolers, which is a little weird.
Being kind of meta because they were.
No, I understand.
Showing nudity.
I understand, but Scooby-Doo isn't about TV. Like, I don't know why. I don't know. The thing is, it's like, this works in Rick and Morty because, like, so much of Rick and Morty is based around, like, they have, like, whole interdimensional cable episodes. You know, like, that show is a show about, like, largely about meta commentary. That's the whole point of it. That's why there's, like, different universes and shit. It's like, that's why it works in a show like that. But, like, this is like Scooby-Doo. Why does Velma know so much about like writing tropes? She's like, would Velma even care about like this is it's
because,
just, like, the whole
because
show
she's supposed to be a teen. It's just
but teens
yeah
don't
they,
watch
they made
TV.
Her they made her very
no they do
wall.
They do now
they watch
they watch it very... over criticize it they do they watched
you know I haven't really even seen anybody else's criticism. I didn't want anyone's ideas to poison my own when I was seeing people. I haven't watched anybody's yet still because I honestly really wasn't interested. The only reason I was interested in watching this at all is I opened up in my video saying, I am serious when I say the last bit of Scooby-Doo media I've watched was Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island when I was a fucking child.
Really? That's the last time I watched Scooby-Doo?
Yeah, I grew out of... I grew, same with Pokemon. Movie. I grew out of Scooby-Doo. It's fantastic.
You didn't watch
it.
What's New Scooby-Doo?
I know. Fuck
any
me.
Of it? That's crazy.
I watched old school original Scooby-Doo. I watched a few Scrappy-Doo things that came out when I was a kid. I watched Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island. That was the last thing. I didn't even watch the one that came out closely after. It had the Hex Whores in it or something. Like the Hex Girls or something.
The Hex Whores.
No,
oh my
I don't know.
God.
I don't,
the
I don't
Hex
know any...
Whores, dog. That makes sense. Now that I think about it.
I looked up on YouTube like years later. I was like, oh, people said this song's good. I'm like, this isn't as good as Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island. I don't give a fuck.
It's not.
We're the Hex Girls. No, and we're going to put a spell on you.
It's not. It's
that was my shit, bro.
Look, it is definitely no, it's terror time again. Not even close.
It's definitely fuck no, no but, way. Yeah. So like, I didn't watch any of the live action ones. I skipped it all. I skipped
it
all.
Watch
it
live actions. That's crazy.
No, I just was uninterested. I got to a point where I felt like I consumed enough Scooby Doo. I get it. It's the same fucking formula. I get it. And I felt the same way with Pokemon. I jumped ship from Pokemon a long time ago. I'm not even saying that it's bad. I had enough.
Yeah,
already like, oh, there's 100 and something. I'm good. I don't need thousands. I'm good. So, I was trying to figure out who the fuck was this show for, Velma? Because that was my biggest thing. I'm like, who are they trying to appeal to? And that was the most fucking confusing thing watching this.
Yeah.
Because there were some jokes that appealed to my fucking lowbrow sense of humor with a lot of fucking violence. There's just, you know, some limbs getting chopped off or kids getting accidentally killed, and it was very nonchalant in a way that, like, I find that funny. But then there's, like, very preachy bullshit.
Yep.
And then I was like, wait, what's going on here? Then there's, like, we're going to change the game.
It's completely incoherent. Like, it's just an incoherent show. Like, there's no theme to it. There's no...
The jokes are stupid.
The jokes aren't
even... flashbacks are dumb.
Dude, the jokes aren't jokes. That's what fucks me up about it. Like, there's... what they'll do, and I've said this a couple times on stream and stuff, but, like, they will deliver a joke, and, they'll deliver a punchline with, like, the intonation of a punchline. Like, they'll deliver... It would be as if you were, like, reading your shopping list as a comedian. Like, it'd be like... And be like, it's like, 2 packets of eggs. And then that's the joke. Like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, that's, it's like that.
Oh my God, that was so ridiculous.
But do you know what I mean? Like, they deliver just non-jokes. With the intonation of jokes to make you think that they're jokes.
Yeah.
There's like a joke specifically that I think of when I mean, all of them are like this. But in one of the episodes, she goes like, sorry, I'm not an... I don't know exactly what she says, but she says like, sorry, I'm not an alcoholic single woman like every other woman trying to solve murders these days or something. Or she says something like that. And it's like, is that...
Like, I'm sorry, I'm not an alcoholic single white lady.
Yeah, yeah, but like...
I feel like it's some sort of true crime thing, maybe? I don't know. I guessed.
I think it's reference to that lady from freaking which Special Victims Unit.
But that's only
what?
One
is she
show.
An alcoholic?
I think she is.
That's bad.
That's not a show.
I want to be fair though. I want to be fair because there was a handful of times where like I said the senseless violence always makes me laugh. Whenever just this is a high school and there's like kids getting maimed or their legs sliced off and nobody's saying anything.
That was funny because like, the fact that no one said anything.
Like it's so
everyone
nonchalant.
Saw that. Everybody saw
and
his leg
just,
get
like,
ripped
they're just
open.
Kind of like whatever about that, it. Like to me, like shit like that is funny.
Yeah.
But it's so few. Well, go ahead.
That part was like amusing to see, but also like that was a clunky. That was a really clunky sequence. Like, he throws, like, I don't even know what that thing is supposed to be. It's like, it's got a sharp thing on it, I guess. And it hits a wall, and then it bounces back and cuts a kid's leg off. And it's like,
I think it was a tray. It's like a school tray.
I mean, to me, shit like that reminds me of, like,
Super Jail.
Well, I would even say I go back as far as The Simpsons, where they're fucking, they're drunk driving on the school campus, and then they, like, crash through one of the goals, the soccer goals, and then like it just explodes. Like it just catches on fire and explodes for no fucking reason. It's like
I love
stupid shit like that.
I love shit like that. It's like when Squidward falls. Like that episode where Squidward, like, I can't remember what the fucking context is.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's like lying down on the ground and then he explodes into a nuclear fucking explosion. Like, stuff like that's really funny, but like, I didn't understand. Like, it just felt like, I don't know. It felt like they didn't really think about like how that would happen, so they just sort of was like, we need this to happen, so just make up some. It almost felt like that video. It almost felt like video game, like broken video game physics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would that cut someone's leg off?
Exactly that. It's not supposed to make sense. It's supposed to be just completely over the top. And
yeah, I don't know, man.
That like that personally, like that little shit like that. And I thought Fred's dad was fucking. I actually liked Fred's dad.
Do you know why?
Because he was basically like,
Fred. That's Fred.
What are you gonna say?
That's Fred's the original actor for Fred is.
Oh, that's original Fred's voice actor.
Well, the original, the one who's been doing it the longest.
You know, one of the.
Yeah.
No, I like that he's essentially like an Andrew Tate type of guy. Like,
yeah,
he's the ultimate masculine guy to the point where anything hyper masculine and patriarchal is just fucking dope, no matter the cost. And I thought that was pretty funny. Like his character was just completely fucking ridiculous. And then the only other thing I could say there was a joke that could have worked where Fred was trying. They were trying to portray him as like an innocent little boy, so they painted him up like a doll or some shit like that before he went to trial.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it started raining, and then his makeup made him look like Hitler. And initially, that was funny.
Yeah,
but then,
and then they ruin it immediately.
They ruin it. They made a very explainy like, oh, he looks like Hitler, and I'm not just saying that because we say everyone's Hitler these days. And I'm like, what is this, Ryan fucking Johnson? I was like, it was really like, I was like, there was.
That's
you
what
had
I mean.
A
like,
thing.
It's
right,
written.
Right.
It's written
right
in such an annoying way. Like it doesn't need
that's
to
so
be
so ridiculous.
This,
you said
it's totally
Ryan
right about that. Because Ryan Johnson like sprinkles his fucking unfunniness on shit when it's like, man, these writers are killing it. And he's like, well, you know what'd be funny? You should explain that joke more. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Go ahead, man. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Ryan.
Look, I watched one episode, right? I'm going to give my honest opinion. That's all I'm going to have to say for the episode. I watched one episode, right? See, because people say it was bad. You know, I wanted to give it to him and see if it was bad, right? The writing feels scattered. Velma's character is just stupid and annoying. the fact that she is confused, people think she's a killer when she begins the episode with throwing Daphne across the fucking bathroom in a hockey mask to pretty much kill her. Then they like it's just it. Everything is like it. It doesn't feel honorable. It doesn't feel like it has respect for Scooby Doo.
No, certainly not.
There's no
way
this
is.
That was the confusing thing, right? Who the fuck is this for? If it's not for fans, and especially, oh, go ahead.
No. It's not for. It's not for anyone. It's just a Mindy Kaling like self insert fan fiction. Because she's like, I want to be Velma, and I want every character to be in love with me. I think that's what I want. I want Shaggy to be black, and I want Shaggy to be black and in love with me. And then I want Daphne to be in love with me.
I want him
then
to not be Shaggy either.
I don't like that he's
the thing that makes him so like adore why people love Shaggy so much. Let's make him not. Now, when I was watching it, I'm like, okay, maybe by the end of this series, he's gonna turn into the Shaggy that everyone knows because he'd made multiple references to how much he hates drugs and stoners and shit. And so he's like, that'll never be me kind of a thing. And I'm like,
obvious setup.
They ruined my boy Shaggy, bro.
But I'm like, is it actually going to happen? Or are they trying to do the rope-a-dope where they think they're setting us up and they're actually not?
And they pulled it up from under our feet and we fall to our deaths.
Like, it got me. I was like, but the whole point is, even if he is going to end up being that person, who gives a fuck because he wasn't that person for the entire fucking series season?
He tells Velma he likes her. And she just laughs at him.
Oh yeah, because she has the. So the plot, her fucking mom, fucking on what was it, Christmas or something, or like, oh, we're gonna get me a present or something on Christmas. She disappears, and then now she hallucinates anytime she's trying to solve mysteries or some shit because it brings back trauma. She thinks her mom is missing because it's because of her. So it brings all the trauma and she hallucinates and all this shit. And to break her out of it, like, she needs to snap out of reality. and Shaggy was confessing, or Norville, who was confessing his love to her, and she thought it was fucking hilarious, right? And so that snapped her out of
it. It was so bad.
Daphne snapped her out of it by fucking kissing her. And it's all a triangle. Fucking
such a bad.
Daphne was banging Fred. Well, Daphne was with Fred, and then that didn't work out because his dick didn't work. He hasn't hit puberty yet. Fucking Velma is lusting after Fred. Knows he's retarded, but thinks he's hot as fuck.
Yeah. Also,
and
thinks
then
he's a serial
fucking.
Killer.
The thing, they're all like, then he gets shot.
The thing that blew
and
my
the,
mind.
The next day, it's fine.
Yeah, yeah, he gets shot in both legs.
Oh, yeah.
But so, like, the thing that really fucked me up when I was watching, I think it might have been the third episode. I don't remember which one. I think it's the second or the third one. They're like, there's a scene where she's talking about how, like, earlier in the episode, she's like, I like Fred. And Daphne's like, she's talking, and I can't remember what she says. It's like, well, all right, whatever, fucking, and then she leaves. And then later on in that episode, she confesses to Daphne that she likes Fred again, and then Daphne goes, whoa.
I don't remember.
You knew this. This is not new information. It sincerely feels like just completely incoherent. And that's what I'm talking about, where it's like, even if the jokes were like, whatever, like jokes aren't going to work for everybody, that's fine. But like, just the general logic of this world, even you can have fun with bullshit logic. SpongeBob's, like, you know, with Squidward just randomly explodes for no reason. You can have fun with that. But at the very least, I understand the laws of timelines and how time is progressing. Why the fuck is she confessing to the same thing twice and only on the set? It's not like she didn't hear her. She addresses that she likes Fred. Like, the first time she brings it up. And then the second time, it's like, whoa. I really, like, I couldn't believe that when I saw it. I was like, am I having a fucking panic attack?
I don't know. I missed that. I kind of want to see that because, like, I was editing at the same time, so I didn't catch everything.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the third one. It's the one. Oh my god! It's the one with where the they're having the independent woman competition or whatever in the
oh it's trying to see who was like the most vulnerable chick or something.
Yeah, which is a funny idea, but then it's like, what do you fuck? I don't know. It really bothers.
I do remember one funny thing from that though, actually, because I think somebody said like facetiously like, oh, what is the fucking prize gonna be, like a gun or something, and they're like, actually, like, and it was gonna be a fucking full ride scholarship, and they're like, actually, that's a better idea, and they cross it out, and they're gonna give him a gun. I thought that was funny.
Like, those movies are like,
there's like little things there that, like, I thought,
it's the
like,
visual.
Oh,
the visual gags are good. The visual, because that's the artist. Yeah. It's like, the visual gags aren't bad. Like, there's a whole scene where they're like escaping, and I don't even know. They're like selling drugs, and then they burst out the window on a shopping cart or something. I'm remembering very, very vague things. But and they pass by like a bunch of clubs outside, and one is a debate club, and one says debate club, and the other one says better debate club, and they're like arguing with each other. And I thought, like, that's a funny, stupid. That's not a bad like gag, but it's also just like, this is not where I'm not gonna watch. I'm not gonna continue watching this. It's like,
yeah,
it's not worth it.
Because
like nothing.
Who the fuck is this? Even
honestly,
for?
That's what I realized. Like, I know we could talk more. We could hash out more about it, but at the end of the day, it's just like, it doesn't know if it wants to be make a show about Scooby-Doo, if it wants to be a character self-inserting. It's just a lot of it's not like
the problem. I think
nothing
is women.
Seems right.
Yeah,
nothing seems
absolutely.
Right. You know, like, I feel like Mindy, you know, is too brown to be in Hollywood in the first place, and. And like, I'm tired of acting like it's not. It's fine. She looks like a well done chicken in a way that's not good, and I don't like
God
it.
Damn.
So I want her out of here. Like, I'm being very real. Like, I'm tired. I'm tired of hiding how I feel. I'm tired of being the silent minority. You know,
this is
I'm gonna be
to do
the
it.
Loud minority.
This is where you're supposed to do
the
it.
The loud one, right? I'm
Preach
gonna say what I think. She's too brown, and I don't feel comfortable with her around me.
Podcast, the loud minority.
The loud minorities.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it, dog. I don't like her. I don't like the way she talks. She looks like, I don't, she looks, I don't know.
I mean,
her
voice pisses me off. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't mind her in office.
She does not know. Yeah, that's because she's an actor. She's not a voice actor, and you can tell.
Very true.
You can tell she doesn't deliver. She's a terrible voice actress. Like, just straight up. She's not a good voice actor. Ah, I'm having a panic attack. Ah, I'm having hallucinations again.
Oh, my God. And then the panic attack scenes, too. Don't get me started about how, like, just...
Wanda Sykes. I thought that was, like, oh, she's... I like Wanda Sykes as just as a comedian. She's a good comedic actor. I like her.
The cast
Russell Peters. I like Russell Peters.
The cast in general is... The cast in general is a good. It's a good cast. It's just such a wasted one. Glenn Howerton as Fred should be hilarious, and it's really not that funny. Like, it's funny sometimes.
I would just love to, because really, what would need to go is the. It seems like they were fighting with each other. Like, there was these people that were trying to be very progressive with their jokes and insert a lot of their bullshit in there, kind of like a. You know, like a, I forgot who was the head who was doing Battlefield 5, and he was like, "We're gonna put women in here because we want. I don't want my daughter to say why isn't there this, and we want to be on the right side, like that type of shit." That everyone's like, "Dude, just put women in there and shut the fuck. You don't need to say anything. Just do Very it, true. And you don't need to be yeah, like, if, well, I'm, we're gonna and then start getting on the soapbox because that's what this show has some remnant feelings of that. And I'm like, why not just make a funny show for Scooby-Doo fans? You know, they want to see Shaggy be all fucking like, oh, a stoner kid in high school. They want to see the dog that maybe the dog is just, it's a puppy or it's fucking just harassing the, you know, like, at least have, like, why not? Why just, not give people what the fuck they want? I know
this probably isn't true. I've heard this, though.
Yeah.
That Scooby appears in a later episode and it's a black girl. I don't think that's real.
I saw a screenshot, but I don't think it's real either.
I don't know if that's real. If it's real, my mouth is going to start foaming. Because I can't even... It would be so shocking to me that if they did... Look, if Kingston died, I can see his soul levitating. It's like that scene in Kingdom Hearts where Winnie the Pooh's soul like flips backwards up outside of him.
Does that happen? Then he gets his ass fucked or something? I don't remember that. Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Yeah, he got resuscitated on his own. That's pretty good.
That's crazy.
Whoa.
You alright there, bud?
I almost died. I heard some bullshit about Scooby being a black girl, and I almost died.
I don't think that's true, but like I saw a pretty convincing screenshots of it. Like it's whatever it is, it's a good drawing that imitates. Like it's a good maybe it's a piece of fan art that just like imitates the show's style like really 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 fucking well. That's possible, but if that's true, holy shit. It already got renewed for a second season, by the way.
You're shitting me.
No, I'm not joking. This is how it happens. Fucking Young Sheldon with its 7 seasons in a fucking movie, probably. You know, just all these shows
Stop saying these things to me.
I feel like the second season of this one will probably get no fucking views because right now this is. I've had a lot of people watch this specifically because of the response, and I'm seeing all the advertisement I'm seeing on Twitter, for example, for the show, all the promotions. You can't reply, so it's just you know shove it in your face, not replying, which is probably making people even angrier. And then people are going to watch this. They're going to stream it. They're going to shit on it. And then after the second season, people
it's
are going to be over
baiting.
It.
It's totally yes. rage. It's just yes. rage baiting.
Yes.
It's so stupid. I feel like it's just a waste of time. I feel like that's all I really can say. I feel like that's all we really have to say. It's just that, like, it's just dumb.
I can't say it's the worst thing I've seen.
I wouldn't say that. I feel like I've definitely seen worse.
The thing that's interesting, though, Chris, I'm trying to think of, like, as far as... animation stuff. I was trying to think. I'm like, well, what have I seen that was just absolute dog shit?
You said adult animation, right? The worst adult animation you've ever seen, right?
Or do you mean just animation in general, right?
Animation I think is actually pretty good. Like, I don't have a
sorry. Animated series, like the worst adult animation you've seen.
Well, the reason,
and I could probably agree with something like that.
The reason that I say it is one of the worst things I've ever seen is because of that. Because of what I mentioned earlier about the whole, like, I like Fred situation. Where it's like, this is an example of a show that is, like, it has a lot of money behind it. A lot of people are working on it. and they can't even seem to organize what scenes follow one another accurately. Like, imagine if you were, like, imagine if you were playing, I don't know, what's, imagine if you were playing Metal Gear Solid 2 or Metal Gear Solid 3 or whatever, right? And you're playing through it, and then in the middle it just cuts to the end real quick. And then, like, it goes, and then it just goes back to, like, and not even in, like, a stylistic way, just because they forgot the order of which those things are supposed to happen. Like, that's what blows my mind. It's like the rough draft of the first draft of a script pushed all the way to the end of the final curtain of animation. And that's that's what blows my mind about it, because that I've never seen that happen in any television show I've ever fucking watched. I've never seen a character find out the same information twice and be surprised the second time. That blows my fucking mind. I've never even written anything
because,
that
like,
dumb.
I need to see this because I'm like
it's in the third.
I watched
episode.
It, but
it's not really. I don't know. I noticed it because it really bothered me. Maybe I gotta watch it again. Just to really, like, clue into it. But I swear to God, like, she just confesses this is not new information. I think she even says she likes Fred in a previous episode. I don't even think
she was lusting over him, yeah, like, I think since the first episode.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But it blew my mind. I was like, Daphne goes like, whoa. And I just like, what do you mean? It's almost like they just put the scenes in the wrong place on the editing timeline.
I just feel like that just feels ridiculous. But I feel like it's just, I don't know. All in all, it's like this can't be for younger Scooby-Doo fans because clearly this is an adult show.
It's too adult.
This can't be for
15-year-old bare asses.
I'm thinking
this can't be for older people because of the fact that it's so ingenuine to Scooby-Doo.
Do you think like Gen Z? Because a lot of Gen Z are now becoming adults or are adults now. So I'm just thinking. Maybe
no, they hate it too.
These fucking yeah. So that
nobody
does beg
likes
the question.
This.
That begs the question: who the fuck is this for?
We're getting
just for. I don't know, man.
We're getting more and more things. We're getting more and more things that everybody unanimously dislikes. Like it's Velma, this Martin Luther King statue that's just two creepy arms hugging each other.
Some fucking Lovecraft ass fucking amusement.
I really regret not bringing that up naturally on the show when we recorded this week's like free episode because I asked like, oh, we should talk about that like before we recorded the main episode. We were like, we should probably talk about that MLK thing, and Derek hadn't seen it, and then he googled it and he died laughing for a good minute and a half
genuinely,
and I'm just like, god damn it, that would have been so good.
It would have been.
I pictured a fucking dope picture, something with Martin Luther King Jr.'s face in it. I pictured something.
Yeah, you know
what
you pictured?
And then I just saw
a
bunch of tentacles. Yeah, yeah.
When I said that Martin Luther King statue, you assumed foolishly that it would be a statue of Martin Luther King.
Like, why wouldn't I assume that?
That's so ridiculous.
It's just fucking Smash Brothers master hands clasping around each other. And then, like, somebody's like, imagine you didn't know anything about that. You didn't know anything about this. And then you walked down the street with, like, a friend of yours. And you turned around and you saw that statue. And you go, what the fuck is that? And your friend goes, oh, I haven't heard. I don't know what this is, but that's clearly Martin Luther King.
They just
intrinsically
understand. That's so stupid. That's so stupid. Oh, my
God. Like, what are you, stupid? You can't tell that those floating arms have to do with Martin Luther King?
You can't see the arms that gave I Have a Dream speech. You can't pick those arms out of a crowd.
Must be
You're
racist.
Fucking dumb.
You You're probably a racist person. You don't recognize you Martin Luther King's arms, you racist.
You fucking bigrit. This guy's a fucking bigrit. This guy's a bigrit. Get him.
It's his arms?
Oh my god.
What's your closing?
Well, my closing is that I hope we get more of. I hope we get more things that everybody can agree is not good.
I agree.
I feel like this is probably a
sign. So you're saying we should have more 9/11s, right? We should have more 9/11s because that is a unanimous.
I think people were more.
That's unanimously not a good thing.
No, people are. I guarantee you, people are more split on 9/11 than they are on this. I promise that actually.
Are we talking about United States or worldwide?
I mean,
because worldwide, I'd agree.
I agree. I don't know about I don't know about United States.
Even in the United States, 9/11 is a punchline to a lot of people now.
I feel like even radical Muslims were like, that's a bit much.
I'm not going to steal anybody's bit, but Daniel Tosh has a pretty good bit about, like, you know, it did good things for airports because you could just drop people off and you don't have to go hang with them at the gate anymore. And it's like, it's a pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty sick. It makes going to the airport to fly a bitch, but driving people to the airport's way easy now. Especially if it's like a small airport. It's like, yeah, I'll drop you off and then I'll kick you out of the car and leave.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. That's nice.
That's pretty cool.
That's crazy. I can't remember flying before then, so all I've known really is just what the horrible state it's in now. Because I definitely flew one time before that, but other than that, I definitely flew a few times.
I remember it too. Like, I remember waiting at the gate, and like, I remember getting off the plane and meeting people that I knew at the gate. I remember that. That's a vivid memory, but.
That's crazy because it's crazy because, like, I hear you hear stories like, you're like, my grandmother came from, like, St. Thomas to America by herself on a plane. They gave us like little 8-year-old bags, and we're like, "Te cuidado," and she was like, "Okay."
I saw somebody.
Bye, uncle, and she just flew from the Caribbean to New York. As a baby, it's like
I saw a tweet recently of somebody asking, like, how did people buy plane tickets before the internet?
You'd buy them at like sort of like, you know, I think, like, you know where you get money orders?
The bank?
Like at check cashing places.
I don't think that's true. I think
there's like designated areas.
I don't know. I saw that tweet, and then I saw somebody quote reply to it. It's like, I can't believe people are this young. And I thought it was like a Gen Z thing, like where like people were like, oh, Gen Z is doesn't know how people did that before the internet. And then I was thinking, like, I don't know.
I don't either. Not really. Like,
By the time I was old enough to travel.
Why would we know that?
No, but that's what I mean. It's like, by the time I was old enough to travel, we had a pretty robust internet already. Like, Sweeney and I had fucking Facebook in high school, you know? So, like, we could just go to JetBlue.com or whatever and buy our fucking tickets. But, like,
it's wild to think about that.
The internet was ass.
Apparently, like, there was a whole job. Apparently, there are probably some viewers that listen to this podcast who are probably feeling, like, mega old, which is funny while they're listening to this. But apparently, like, there was a job called travel agent, and that was their whole thing. You would call a travel agent, and
I know what they are.
Now travel agents are way less important, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. That's why. I guess they banded together and created like Expedia or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like, Expedia.com.
But like, I really. .com. Yeah, why would anybody know that? .com. It's like when people get on like young people's cases about like you don't know how to use a rotary phone. Of course not. Why would they know that?
I also didn't have gas lamps either, you fucking fossil. What the fuck? Leave me alone, dude. I didn't have hooded lamps to help me keep away the fucking wolves, dude.
It bothers me. There are some pieces of technology, like old technology, that, like, yeah, I think are pretty intuitive. Like, if a Gen Z person came to me with a Game Boy and were like, I don't know how to use this, I'd be fucking baffled at how stupid you'd have to be. But, like, a rotary phone is so, like...
A rotary phone is like the press, then you put it in the battery.
Press, and then you go to zero, and then you let go, and then you wait for it to go back, and then you do it again for the next time. Like,
That's pretty simple, also.
No. Well, but
it is
not,
simple,
it's,
but
it's not intuitive in the same way as it's
yeah,
not it's as
figured
like Game
out.
Boy. Okay,
right,
that's
right.
True. That's true. I agree. That's true.
Well,
and because
I wouldn't even
of,
say
because a, of rotary phones are also something that visual media that I saw. We were beyond them, but we saw them.
But that's what I mean. Like the only reason we know how to use those is because like we grew up with movies with them in it, or like maybe we had a grandpa who like had like a I don't know like
yes,
a fucking
my
old
grandma
one.
Still used a rotary phone.
Yeah,
she
so like
would not use it.
So that's the only reason. I look at that thing and I'm like, this is a fucking insane design.
I actually have
anything.
I actually have her phone.
Did you really? That's
she
awesome.
Died in 2019. Yeah,
you know what's
I have it.
You know what's crazy about that? Yeah. That phone probably still works.
Probably.
Yeah.
My parents have a phone, a landline. They hooked it up in like 2015. It is a landline that is hanging off the wall, and it is the two piece.
Oh thing. Shit! Well, that's cool,
and it works.
Hello, it's
super fucking,
you little bitch.
It's super.
You know
fucking
what's crazy?
Cool.
Do you
connected
remember?
To my slut
remember
mistress,
when phone?
Huh?
Remember when phones became like? Because remember the rotary phones had money or were expensive, but then remember when phones became crazy cheap, and you would just go like to the bodega and buy like a fucking house phone that it was like white and had like a. It looked almost like a chancla, but it was a phone.
I don't remember.
It had like the fucking, yeah. It had like the two parts, because phones got really cheap for a while, and then house phones became expensive. They had a caller ID and all this bullshit, but then people stopped using them. It was like, why would I have a house phone when I can just have a cell phone?
Yeah, it is very bizarre to have a house phone nowadays.
It's strange, dude. It's so strange.
The only reason to have a house phone is just to be charming. That's literally it. It's kind of like, oh, that's kind of cute. It's like a nice little...
They're
nice
vestiges
little...
of a bygone era, bro.
Yeah, it's like a nostalgic
fucking
little
fucking checking
flourish.
Your messages, dude. You check your messages and it plays out loud and you're like, hey, you little nigga. You didn't give me fucking money. Like, it's just people.
Just... oh, so you're, like, oh, good.
See,
oh,
that's
no.
What would be happening now. If that shit was still a thing, people would be calling your phones and leaving some wild messages.
I'd be prank calling people left and right,
kinda,
bro.
Can I say that?
I'm a piece of shit. I know it. I know I'd
little...
be doing it.
I'm a little sad that we don't, because like I feel like answering machines would mix so well with culture as it is now. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think people really left crazy messages like the messages they would leave now if leaving messages was something that people did. Like, I don't leave voicemails. That's insane. It is a fucking fundamentally psychotic thing to do to leave a voicemail.
I leave voicemails if I'm panicked. Like, I'd have to be fucking terrified and be like, seriously, get back to me. The walls are bleeding. Please call back. Like, oh, something Lord. Like that has to be happening. Or someone's going to be like, oh, I'm just going to wait. I'm just going to text them. Or even the thing is that, like, I prefer, if I'm having a conversation, I prefer calling. If I'm having a conversation, I don't like having conversations via text because cadence is missed, like, and nuance. There's so much nuance missed in conversation without words. I'd rather not text. If I'm gonna say like one cool thing, like, hey, can you give me this or can you do this, hello, how are you, that's a text. If I'm like talking to you about something important, I will call you.
Yeah,
you know.
No, that makes sense.
But then, like,
that makes sense.
The messages I would leave would just be like, bro, my dick hurt.
You gotta leave.
my dick hurt real bad. Big dick hurt. You ever got? How do you cure large penis ache? You know,
large penis ache. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you'd have to leave voice. Like, I would say it only makes sense to leave messages, voice mail, if it's for, like, say for example, I'm calling my fucking doctor back. I don't have my doctor's fucking cell phone number. I'm not texting my doctor. I'm calling the office and I'm leaving a message so the fucking whoever's working at the desk will fucking get it and get back to me. You know, but barring that, like, if you call it personal, you can call motherfuckers, like, you can just text them now. Or, like, my grandma, she's not much of a texter, so it's better to leave her a voice message since she doesn't really fuck with text messaging, you know. So that's about it. But I would never call my fucking, like, you guys or my fucking brother or something and be like, hey, it's Derek, you know, like as if he doesn't fucking know.
Hey, it's me. Hey, yeah. It's me. It's like, I'm aware.
Yeah. All right. Well.
Just calling to let you know you're a faggot. All right, man. All right. See you later.
Like, all right, man, thanks for that. I'm going through a lot of shit right now. Like, that's not my problem. That's not my problem. But,
you know what's also cool though? Do you guys ever see the? I know we're getting into this right now. I'm just gonna say the last thing.
Yeah,
see the translated? You ever get voicemails from like automated shit?
Oh yeah,
yes.
It's translated.
And you see like on your phone like the visual, like the words of it.
Yeah, like you ever see? It's just all busted up, and you ever just it just says like your name is like not even close to being right. Like, I don't
is
know.
This Kiloton Jaime's on? It's like what?
Like, what is...
What?
That's not even close to my fucking name.
This ain't a person. And then when it goes on, the AI tries to say, rest assured, this is a real person online. It's like, no, it's not.
I love the idea of Derek Pilot being impossible for someone to pronounce. Oh, my fucking God.
Your standard-ass name. Too regular a name and a word, bro.
I think people, sometimes I feel like I'm being gaslit because I'm like, do I have a speech impediment? Because I swear, like, I'll tell some people my name, Derek, and then they'll hear Gary or something.
That's wild.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I didn't.
For me, Kingston, I got Jason before. I'm like.
Jason. That's what I'm saying. You said Kingston. I'm like, my dumbass brain heard Jason somehow. And so I'm like, I know it's not me. I can hear myself pronounce the D. I'm like, Derek. Derek.
You know what's crazy? Sometimes when like somebody, people are like, you said one word in your mind, but people are like, oh, you said this. And I'm thinking, did I for real just say did I just think something and say another word? But you don't know. And it's like, did I really just do that? Is it happening already?
It's Alzheimer's, Bill.
Am I losing it already? That's crazy, bro. Bro, why is it so cold in January? What's going on? Now it's hot. It feels like it's summertime in January. You're just realizing you've been having dementive episodes for a while now.
Bring it, bro.
Bring it, brother. I'm ready. Did you see the tweet of Hulk Hogan? It's edited, I'm sure, but it just said help.
And then it said this tweet's been deleted.
What is this?
It's a tweet that it's just Hulk Hogan. And he tweeted help, and it says it's a screenshot of his account saying help, and then underneath it says this tweet has been deleted. So this is kind of it's kind of funny. But all right, I'm fucking tired. thanks for tuning into this extra episode of Guys Toilet Seat Gap Cock Pee Pee Toilet Bowl. It means a lot.
Imagine you tweet help and Twitter deletes it. The AI is like, nah, he'll be fine. He don't need help.
Nope, brother.
Okay, bye.
I have black people in my house, brother.
Don't shit your pants in front of people.
Or do, whatever.
There's a couple of black people in my house, brother. Help.